He has the responsibility.
Chof Beis 7, 16th of June, Rabbi Yitzchok Menachem Bloy, Chet HaMeraglim, how does it apply to us?
Yep. This week's parasha, Parshas Shlach, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, is referring to a major part of our parsha, referring to the Chet HaMeraglim. Shlach Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, V'yusuru es Eretz Knan, the respire of the land, etc., the names. And then Moshe gave them instructions to the Meraglim. He told them, Moshe sent them, Vayishlach oisom Moshe losu, to spy out the land, that's Eretz Knan. And he told them, basically told them instructions, three cases, six questions to check them out. And they went and they checked it out. And they came back with the fruits, Vayechu, Vayevoyu. And interesting, it says he came to Moshe and Aaron. They told every soul of Yeshiva Osam Dova. They returned, told them what happened. Vayisapru loy. It seems like they told something specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says lahem vayisapru loy vayomru, and they told them bon laoretz, etc. And then all of a sudden the mood, the tone changes, and efes ki azom ayushiv oretz, and there's big orim betzuras doylois, and there's Amalek, and there's Chiti, Yevusi. And there's something going on over there. And it seems like there's a few kama v'chama tainis, and then Kolev quiets them down, v'yas Kolev, and then they answer Kolev back, and then they all start crying, they complain about Moshe, and then everybody cites Moshe, and Hashem gives exeris. And then the second time round, you see Yeshua and Kolev are both answering, and they said, Ach Hashem al timroidu, v'al tirasam oretz. Those are the geschichte, something's happening, this case, the beginning, the end. One of the questions that the kama v'chama, there are quite a number of discrepancies or points to point out in the parsha. Shlach lecho anoshim, the word lecho seems to be extra. As Rashi says, lecho, so Rashi says over here, shlach lecho, ledatcho. Now, learning Chumash Rashi, I remember the first time I came across lecho was lech lecho.
Yes.
Lech lecho, right? That says lecho. And Rashi says it's lech lecho lehana oscho retoivos. So lecho means it's for my sake or just what you want. By lech lecho we see lech lecho lehana oscho retoivos. It's for your good, for your lech lecho for Avraham Avinu. He promised him veves. We have the whole parsha. He promised him. And here it says lecho also an extra lecho. And this lecho is different. Shlach lecho anosh. I think Rashi himself is bothered by, because the Rashi continues. After Shlach Lecho, he says, Eini Mitzav Lecho, and then he says, Rashi adds on, Lefi Shabo Yisroel V'omru Nishlecho Anoshim Lefonim. Rashi says, you know, by the way, there's whole missing a whole part of what happened, the whole part of the Geschichte, we're missing a big part of the story. And the other part of the story, the Torah is Mashlim Nishneis Be'arvois Moyov, it's in beginning of Dvorim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Am Yisrael Musa, and he's telling them the two chocha what happened, and he starts in Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, and he goes through everything, and then he says, we came to the Tzava Esna Be'isahi, in the beginning of Parshas Dvorim, we are Shlishi, and it says over there, we went from Chorev, we left Matan Torah, and we're ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'oyim Aleichem, v'osam et haram, v'oyri Hashem, Hashem elokeinu, noisein lonu, Hashem gives you the kind, alei reish, kasha diva Hashem elokei v'sech. So this would be the equivalent. Here we are. We're ready to go. We're ready to go and get Eretz Yisrael. Then it says, "Va'tikrivun alai kulchem." Am Yisrael came be'arvuvia. They call it mixed up. And I heard that today. Why it's be'arvuvia? That's why the shvatim, the names of the shvatim, not Lefi Seder in this week's parsha, is be'arvuvia. So even the shvatim were be'arvuvia. But "Va'tikrivun alai kulchem," and they say, "Nishloch anoshim lefoneinu." Okay. So Rashi is saying that, you know, the Shlach Lecho is different than Lech Lecho. Lech Lecho, Me'atzcho, Me'atzcho, Hashem came to Avram. Avram didn't say nothing, didn't want nothing. By the way, Lech Lecho. Of course, Lecho means La'noscho, La'tevoscho. Here it has a beginning. Am Yisrael came to Moshe, Vatikivu alai kulchem. They wanted to go. Vatoyimgu nishlof anoshim. Let's go spy out the land. And I said, it looked good to me, and I turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hashem said, Shlach Lecho. That means, it's an answer. The Shlach Lecho is, as you say, Tuvah the Beast. It's a Dat. I mean, here is a Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Shechina, asked him, I'm not sure what to send, it seems like a good idea to me. And Rashi said, Loi Ve'inai Mokoi. And then, it seemed a good idea, and Hashem said, okay, they should go, you can send them. Shlach Lecho Le Dat. So Moshe Rabbeinu did send them. But we do see there are differences between Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe said, V'yosuru es oretz. In the parsha over there, when Am Yisrael said, V'yachpuru lanos oretz, and it says, V'yiraglu oiso, it seems like different words for the same thing. There is V'yiraglu, there's rigul, and as you call it now, there's rigul, is spying. There's a yosuru. There's also things to spy out, to search. There's V'yachpuru. Could be. And the question is, when you're touring, what you're looking for?
Yeah.
In our pashas, true, the whole time. Over there, it says they said they want to be vayachpuru, and it says vayiraglu oiso. The last time we came across vayiraglu is pashas kedoshim. If I remember, we say like rochil ba'amecho, and Rashi says gimel and chof are interchangeable. Rogil is rochil. It seems like rogil. I think I heard once B'Shem the Maldim, I didn't check, I don't know if this is wrong with me, to check it out, but Rochil, I would say, is Rogil, is looking for bad. There's a different bad person is doing something, is it for the good or the bad? They say that the difference between a housewife and a cat, both of them don't want the mouse in the house. Both, you know, housewife chases a broomstick and chases a mouse, and a cat is chasing the mouse. But they're chasing it for two different reasons. A housewife chases a cat, the mice, because she wants it, doesn't want them in her kitchen, tasting from her food, etc. The mouse chases the cat because the cat chases the mouse, not to get mixed up. The cat chases the mouse because he wants to eat it. The housewife does not want to see any mice. The cat wants mice. It can go for two reasons. For Zuchtman, what you're looking for. Are you looking for the good, or are you looking for the bad? It would seem like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yisurah Zolz, wanted good. The Yisurah Zolz, touring, as you say, could be the Makor, could be Kanzai, and they're looking for the good. Go look, it's a good lad. Masha'en came, the Meraglim, Vayiraglu, they were called Meraglim, they're looking for the bad, Rochid, Vayachperu, Gezucht, Gitzimbel, they were digging, looking for looking for the bad of the country. So the whole approach, the whole tzugang, the whole approach was a different approach. They were the same two different ways. And there's more, I don't want to say discrepancies or differences between the parasha in our parasha and the parasha over there in Parshas Devarim. So we have Shlach Lecho, it's different here. Did Moshe do good? The Ramban is using a Rashi already. If Rashi says it was Vayita, but Rashi says he asked Shlach Lecho Ladatcho, so it means Rashi, Moshe didn't do bad. Was it a bad thing for Moshe? Wasn't it a bad thing for Moshe? It seems that Moshe did it was okay that he asked Hashem. Here it says Be'enai, and here in the Pasha says Be'enai, V'loi Be'enai Mokon. And also in the Pasha there it says, V'gam bi, son of Hashem, Gam bi, I'm sorry, without the Gvor, Gam bi, son of Hashem, Be'glalchem, Le'imoi, Moshe Rabbeinu, because of you, I also got punished. Gam ato lo yisov Hashem. You also won't come there. Another thing in the parsha, we have this parsha, we have, and going through the parshas, we are, of course, one is mashlim the other one is fulfilling the other one. But what's going on in it? Another nekuda here. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Yeshua. His name was Yehoshea, or his name was Yehoshua. But God says, according to the Zohar, his name was, some people called him Yehoshua, some people called him Yehoshea. Moshe called him Yehoshua. Our Medrash says he just added him on the name, and he told him, Ko Yoshiacho me'atzas meraglim. There is something called atzas meraglim. Moshe was worried about this atzas meraglim, and he's called over Yeshua and said, by the way, Yeshua, you should be careful. The question asks, why only Yeshua? What's Epes no Yeshua? And what's it called his Epes? And even the other meraglim, I mean, you send them, Ish Echod, Anoshim, why only Yeshua? And also of course, Yadam, Yehoshua, it's a play on words, but it's also Ko, Yoshiach. Sometimes you say in Hashem Ko. It's a shame, it's a revelation. We know every shame Hashem is a revelation of Anhoga, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Hashem runs the world. But what is Ko, Yoshiach, Me'atzas Meraglim? So you need a special saving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll be oimidin in a few, the nekudis over here, the points over here, what was, did Moshe, was he supposed to do it, wasn't he supposed to do it, the Mishlach Lecho, Re'isem Esa'orets, and also even when they came back, it's a difference between our Pasha and that Pasha as well. It's very interesting, in the Pasha in Dvorim it says, they came back, and the Terognu, they had, they came, Moshe says, no, you just told me, just it's a wonderful land. And then Am Yisrael was complaining, you complained, and Am Yisrael said, and we don't want to go. And then Moshe said, I told you, do not be afraid. Hashem, he's going to fight your wars like a father carries a son, and you don't believe me. And he answered that way, and then it says that. Yizulosi, it's interesting, he says, only Yizulosi Kolev ben Yifuna hu Yerena. Only Kolev will go. That's actually Yeshua. It says, only Yizulosi Kolev ben Yifuna hu Yerena, he will see it. Veloy into him etenes ha'oretz. Then he says, Hashem got angry at me, and also Yeshua. So, the difference in Kolev, Yeshua. In our parashas we mentioned before, also, Kolev answered, Yeshua only answered later. There's something going on over here that seems to be need some clarification. The Goel explains at the end of the parsha. Then they said, "Chovit bonu Hashem," and Yeshua and Kolev turned to Am Yisrael. He said, "Ach b'Hashem altim roidu, do not revolt. Va'atem altiru es ha'me'oretz, do not be afraid of ha'me'oretz ki lachmenu hem." That like I read, "V'sor tzino me'alnehem me'alehem v'Hashem itonu altiru." He seemed to be telling him. The Goel says three things. First of all, don't revolt. Al timroidu. Secondly, al tiro samarots. Don't be afraid. Thirdly, sor tzino. That means there was three sorts of tainus, and I would say basically time change tolerance, because we do see another point we do see over here is what punishment did Am Yisrael get for the Chet Meraglim? And we find in Chazal, well, the Torah says, one punishment explicitly in the Torah, that they all died, most of them, they all died, tapchem, they're all going to die in the Midbar, the 40 years in the Midbar, Yoyim Nashona, and they're all going to die, they're not going to go to Israel. There's another punishment when he got to, which is Merumet in Shlach, as the Balatrum says, Shlach is Shin Lamed Ches, the year is Shin Lamed Ches to the Elef Ashlishi, the Elef Arvi'i, 3000 Shin Lamed Ches, that year was Churban HaBayis. I mean, of course, that's the way it's Churban HaBayis, because we know that Chum Ba'is Rishon I'm talking about. Chum Ba'is Rishon was Shin Lamed Ches, and it's Mavur in the Gemara in Kuf Dalet in Sanhedrin, Bocho Tifka Balaylo, Atem Chisem Chisem Shalchino, we're going to cry in the Bisamidosh. That means the Churban Bisamidosh was equivalent, is some sort of punishment for the Chet of the miracle. And we also find the same thing that the Chazal tell us, the Mishnah, the end of Masechta Tainis. The Mishnah at the end of Masechta Tainis stated there were five things happened on Tisha B'Av, well, the five things happened on the on Shiva Sar Tamos, the Chamisha Dvorim Iru, and it's Megalgin Choyvor Yimechayev, Yimechayev, Choyvor Yimechayev, and it seems they're all connected. And the five things happened was of course, Chet HaMeraglim, and Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, etc. And these five things have something in common. There's a common denominator for these five things. So there is Churban Bayis Chet HaMeraglim. So they've got punishing like two punishments. There's a punishment of the Churban HaBayis, and there's a punishment of they themselves died in the Midbar. So it seems like there were two different sorts of Averis happened over here, because you don't get punished. Komlei b'derabulei, or ein noinshin, only get one punishment for the Averis. So the Gaon explains, I think this would be a background to the Gaon. The Gaon explains, and we see Am Yisrael had a taina before that. It says that Am Yisrael came Efes ki az ho'om ha'yoshev ha'oretz. They're very strong, very powerful. Efes ki az ha'om. Ve'orim betzuro is gdulis moed, the big, strong cities. Ve'gam yilidei amloch ha'inu sham. That's one taina they had. Another taina was Amolek yoshev ha'eretz ha'negev. And as Rashi explains, they're already frightened, as they say in English, once bitten, twice shy. Yeah. And they knew to get him, maybe to get them emotionally involved. Oh, yeah, you remind somebody of it. You get a weaker person, you frighten him, but something happened to him, and that puts him back. By the way, Amalek is over there. And Abraham said, oh, remember, Amalek, Amalek jumped us, attacked us, oyvei, there's Amalek goes over there. Yeah. So there's Amalek, and they were frightened with Amalek. And the third thing here is, the Goyen says, it says in the Pasuk, also you have the Chiti, Yevusi, Emuri, Yushev, Bahar, Vaknani. So basically, the first question, the first time that Am Yisrael had was that Afas Amazeh, they're strong, they're powerful, they come. On that time, he says, Altimrod, don't say Ephesus. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, you're going to go, they'll come with the time, we can't fight them, they're strong. Because, as he explains, it says that the Am Yisrael said, Ephesus Amazeh, you surely can't answer on that time of the Amaz, as Amazeh. And he said, we can go, we can do it. And Am Yisrael said on that, Kichozaku mimenu. And that's the answer, Kiaz. They said, Azom Azeh. Koleb said, what's up, Azom? Omenale, we can do it, we can go. And they said, Kichozaku mimenu. And Chazal tells mimenu, even though we don't know the difference between mimenu and mimenu according to our pronunciation. But they said, Kiilu kavayochol mimenu. Mimenu could mean from us, and mimenu could also mean from him. Meaning the Rebbeinu Olam. So they had a taina. So the taina of Oz, Ephes, Azar, Mazel, this is, they had Kiv Yochel against Hashem. So the first taina was, Hashem, even Hashem can't do this, Rabbeinu Olam. Pray for the Ikka. And then he answered, Al Timroid. The second taina, what he said, Amalek Yushev Be'eret HaNegev, they come to frighten them of Amalek. So he said on that, Va'atem Al Tiru Es Amalek. Don't be afraid of Amalek. You're afraid of Amalek, don't be afraid. Ki Rachmeinu Hem. Our bread, we're Rachmeinu, we can eat them up. Eat them for breakfast, as they say. We have no problem. Third taina, which is Hachiti veYevusi veMoiri Yoshev Bahor, and that's a reason to frighten them for some reason. What's wrong with that? So it says over here, Kisor Tzilom Meyaleim, Iyov has died. They had the Schus, Iyov has died. So I'm just wondering, so that's what the Goyen says, these three are equivalent to these three. So the first two I understand. I don't understand Kirik, I understand there's a taina that's going for the Ikka. The second one also frightens somebody with something in a previous experience. Mm. You have that emotional damage you might have had over there. And okay, I can hear. Oh, but what's this chiti and moiri sit in the heart? What's he got? That we have to have a time of salt, you know, don't be afraid. I think it's there's one part of Kofi Be'ikah. The second part could be is regarding overtake. Even if Hashem's with you. There's first of all, I'm showing a problem with Ammonic. Secondly, we find in David HaMelech, when they couldn't overtake Yerushalayim, why couldn't they take? Because there was an Ivrim Ba'Pisrim, there was a blind by the door or to the entrance to Yerushalayim, by the gates. There was an Ivrim, the blind, or a Pesel, or just blind people and lame people standing by the door. And this comes to bring a remez that the Am Yisrael could not overtake, go and capture Yerushalayim until a certain period of time went past. It's a Maimon Chazal, why Medrash Rabbi in Parshas Chayesor, it's also Pikud Reb Lezer in Perek Lamedhei, says, when Avraham Avinu wanted to buy from the Chiti, he wanted to buy the Chiti, the place of Aras HaMachpelah, he said, a minute, promise us, you'll never take it away from us. So he promised them, he made a deal, he's not going to take away from the Yerushalayim. He won't take away Yerushalayim from them, he'll leave them Yerushalayim. He promised them that. We find whole many times in the Torah, Hahol, the mountain is, Hahor HaTuiv HaZev HaLavonon, is referring to Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim. So I think they were telling him, we can't attack the first of all, Amalek is going to fight. Now secondly, HaChiti, is the Chiti that they bought, the Chiti they bought had, VeHaYevusi, and Chazal said Yevus is Jebus, Yevus is Yerushalayim, there's no one of the 70 names of Yerushalayim is called Yevus, HaYevusi, VeHaMuri, and then Chazal tell us, because they spoke a lot, Amira, so the Chiti who lived in Yerushalayim, are Yeshiva then Yerushalayim? We can't overtake it. There's a promise that you said you can't overtake them. So it comes in, first of all, he said, we can't overtake them. Besides the Kree, we can't take them. You have Amalek over there. And secondly, besides having Amalek, there's also Yerushalayim and the Chiti, which Avraham Avinu promised them, that you can't overtake, you can't get rid of them. The Ivrim and the Pisrim, the Ivre to be Ramaz on Yitzchak Avinu, whose Ivre was blind, the Pisek was Yaakov Avinu, the one to be Ramaz. As Rashi brings down that he was lame on his leg, you can't overtake it. I think on that it says, Sor Tzilom, that sail went away. Sor Tzilom is referring to Eov. Eov, he says, Hayesh bo eitz im ayin, it was Ian, Eov died. To explain this, I would say, what's Eov? Eov could have been Melamed Tzchus. It says, Eov, in the Gemara says, it's a beautiful pirush from the Goyen, he says in the Gemara, Ibikesh Eov lahafrich es akora al pio. He wanted to overturn the plate. So the Goyen brings down, what does it mean he wanted to overturn the plate? He says also by David HaMelech, the same expression. He says there's a sefer called HaMelech VaHanozi. HaMelech VaHanozi, the king and the Nazarite, I suppose. The Melech VaHanozi. And the state of the Maisa. There's one, this king, a real tough king. Ah, Kaisner, real Makbid, a king, a Melech. He was more dictator than a king. I was a dictator, and the smallest thing that would go wrong, he would go so angry, he would get so mad, he would get so upset. Oyemenu, the Pachad, in awe, in fright, whatever came to him. And once one of his servants was bringing him a cup to drink, and he was so frightened, he was shaking, and he spilled a bit of the glass. And he saw this look in the king's face. He said, Oyve, that look in the eyes, he saw. He said, Oyve. So what did the guy do? He went and overturned the whole cup in the front of the king. Ooh, the king says, okay, Obazoi, death sentence. So he says, okay. Then the king called out, I don't understand. You saw you spilled a bit. You saw how angry I was. You see how upset I was. Why did you go and just spill it even more? Was this such a stupidity and overturn it completely? He says, well, your majesty, I'll tell you the truth. If you would have killed me for spilling a drop, I had in mind your cover, your respect. What would people say? This king is... It's cruel. He's wicked. He's. What's wrong with him? If somebody spilled a drop by mistake, you kill him. You don't kill people for spilling by mistake. You kill people for treason. If he went and spilled it specifically, now you can kill me, and your covered, your respect will not be tainted. Will not be tainted because now you can do it. So I'm going to do this in order to save your cover. Okay, as the story goes, wow, thank you very much, and he saved his life. Whatever. Eoiv was Yereis Elekim Me'oid. The Gemara says even more than it says Avraham Avinu. And he saw all of a sudden everybody sees this tzaddik Eoiv. He's such a nice person. He's Magnin Nev Almonis. He takes care of the weak. And he takes his, send me your weak and your... He took care of everybody. And all of a sudden Hashem punished him with such, he saw him, everything gets lost, his money, everything's losing. And he said, Oyveh, what will people say? That's Hashem? So Bikish Lahavich HaSakoro, he wanted to overturn the plate and Dafka do an Avera. Dafka do an Avera. Oh, that's right, when he deserves it. He was Ki'ilu, that was his mistake, he was Ki'ilu worried about the Kovod Hashchina, and in order to take care of Kovod Hashchina, he has to do something bad in order to justify what Hashem's punishment is giving him. That was Eozvei Sorotzino. He would like to be Melamed Tzchus. Melamed Tzchus, he would be Melamed Tzchus. Look to Melamed Tzchus. So you say, we have a problem now of overtaking Yerushalayim because over there there's a Chiti Amori. But in order that somebody has to be Melamed Tzchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tell him, we know it's in Shetim HaKubetzes, in Baba Kama, we don't have enough time to go into it at the moment. But he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomeya Tainas HaTzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer, if you have, we have a Taina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer, he's waiting for us to ask. That's the way Hashem runs the world, he embodied it in the world. You ask, you get it. If you don't ask, you don't get it. And Hashem is waiting, he says, Rabbi Chinam and Doise, he's waiting, ask for it. You need somebody to ask. If you don't ask, you won't get it. So we need a tzortim, you're afraid that maybe there's a chiti amirei, but somebody has to be me'ur and say, somebody has to daven for them. Sor Tzinom, the one who would daven and come with the tainus at tzaddikim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a schus, you can't take it away, that would be Eoiv. Eoiv is dead, you don't have to worry about that taina, because there's nobody to taina the taina. So basically we would have here two parts of the taina of the Chet HaMeraglim. One was regarding Kfira Rachman Islam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Altim Roidu, and the other part was the part that they could have attacked that Tzishor. The Goyen says in Aderes, in Dvorim, in Aderes Eliyahu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sent the spies, he meant good. He says, he thought, on a wonderful day, you want to give somebody excited, I think here in England, they call it cheerleading, you want to get him on. He says, look, I'll show you how wonderful. Eretz Tuyuvu Rechovo. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you want to send spies, you want to send Meraglim, losses or Eretz Tuyuvu, good, you'll see, it's amazing how many times tourists have come, seen the country and decided to stay, it's so beautiful. He said, go. Go check out the land. And he was sure Eretz Tuyvo Rechova, they're going to see it and enjoy it, and they surely want it. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's plan. That's not the Goyen that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He said, the Goyen just said, he made one shoigeg that you should have warned them beforehand, because if you give people, I think I would understand, if you give people a choice, there's no such thing as a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives only good and takes away the Yetzara. Nowadays, if we're going to see Nisim and Niflois, wonderful things, we're always, always, any situation we're going to be in, there's always be a test that is thrown, there'll be a Yetzara against it. Somebody asked me, one of the Talmidim asked me last week, we were talking about the Sambatyon, he said, you ready, where's the Sambatyon, you know, want to find the Sambatyon. They googled it all over the world. I said, first find the Malaysian Airlines, and then we'll talk about the Sambatyon. But then I told him, you know, I'll tell you the truth. You want to find the Sambatyon? I don't think we'll be able to handle it. Meaning, if we see the Sambatyon, we're going to have a Yetzirah Keneged. There's no such thing till Mashiach comes, till the Yom HaGadol, till that day they're going to shech the Yetzirah Gemara Nun Beis in Sukkah, till that day there's no Yetzirah. And if we're going to be at a different level, there'll be a Yetzirah Keneged. If we don't see the Sambatyon nowadays, means we cannot deal with the Nisoyon Keneged. Since then, they've never asked me again. Whatever. But it's basically any stable, any part, any way, any level, any degree of our Yiddish character, of our Avodas Hashem, there is always, always, always keneged the Yetzirah ad zibula basreis. As they state, kol hagodol mechaveiro, yotze gadol mechaveiro. It's just that everybody you have to deal with, that we have to deal with. It's just the animal level or any level what we have to deal with. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a chance. Eretz toiva rechova go to. There is a Yetzirah keneged. He should have warned them, like he said later, Zokdi Goen. He should have told them, by the way, Hashem, he should have told them, there's Eretz Rechova, and he should have told them, there's Keneged, Hashem Yilochem Lachem. Remember Hashem Yilochem Lachem, Kechol Asher Osetchem B'Mitzvoyim. Which is against, remember, Amalek, they could come Amalek, you could fight Amalek. And then he told them, Kasha Yisra Ishas Benoi, he will take care of you. The Goen said, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, and he should have told them, Kasha Yisra Ishas Benoi. And what I think, Be'etzem, Moshe Rabbeinu thought about it. Moshe Rabbeinu thought about it. You know, I'm telling them they can go there, but maybe there'll be a Yetzirah connected. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, what could it be a Yetzirah? They're going to be a Amalek, be afraid of a Amalek. Who had dealt with a Amalek till now? Only Yeshua. Vayachal Yeshua Esom. Ah, Yeshua. She called over Yeshua. Yeshua. Ko Yeshiachu Matzas Meragim. Shem Ko, Shem Yud Kei, Ki Yodua, Ki Yod Al Keis. Ko milchama lehashem ba'amolik. Vayachalu Yeshua Esom. They fought with them, but he couldn't overcome them completely. He couldn't overcome them. So Moshe Rabbeinu, just to explain Chazal, he could understand there could be a problem, but he thought only Yeshua might have that problem. Ko Yeshiachu. So he was dealing. So to put it in, Konev was busy taking care of the Kfira, Sinas Hashem, which is connected to Chubun Abayis, and Yeshua was taking care of the other part of the not being afraid of Amalek and be able to deal with not being afraid of Amalek, deal with the Chiti Amori, Kashi Yisra Ozem Esbelek. Just thinking, we'd like to do it Lemaise, what can we do nowadays? Of course, Binya Besamidosh, Hava Munen, Akosh Bochu, Sinas Hashem Esonu, is to work on Sinas Chinam, as Amir Marshal says, but the other part, about Amalek. Birchas Amozon. We have Birchas Amozon, the three brachas, Midei Raisa, one bracha Midei Rabbonah, the Gemara says in the Sechta brachas, Bracha Rishoyna, al Birchas Azon, Moshe Rabbeinu Natakun, when they got the man. Bracha Shniel, the second bracha, Noidu Lechol, to thank Hashem, Yehoshua was Natakun when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Third bracha is Binyan Roshalayim, the Dobad Shloima, and after Beta, the fourth bracha. And I'm contemplating the bracha of Noidu Lechol, we say it. I just can't, just not to get a distracted invention. I found that we thank Hashem for seven things. The beautiful, wonderful land He gave us. You redeemed us and liberated us from Mitzrayim. The laws. And also the food, seven things. And Allah could. There's seven things we praise Hashem for by mentioning Nusach Ashkenaz. Svarim have a different Nusach Ashkenaz. And what are these seven things? So, of course, the first thing, Noida Eretz, Chem, the Tur, Rechov, a wonderful land you gave us, of course. Bris and Torah, the Gemara, Mem Tesam at base. The Gemara says, Call me, Shalom, a Bris and Torah. It's not Machrik, it's Eid of Eid, both are true. Bris, because Eretz Yisrael, the Bris was the Schos Eretz Yisrael. As Gemara says, you got Eretz Yisrael only because of the Bris. And Torah is also for Eretz Yisrael. Chukech is also. We thank for the food. We thank for the food. We thank for Al Chaim, Chaim, Chesed. It all comes in. But how does fit into the second Noda Al the Hashem took the Hashem, Hashem, the King, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with the Son of Yisavodim. We could dos harayin in the middle of Noda. It's bothered me for years. I'll say it. It says in the Siddur. Questions aside. Say it in Siddur, we'll say it. But why? Why are these things? And I thought now this week, attack according to this going, it would make sense. We are thanking Allah Eretz Chem Dotri V'Chov. We thank Hashem for the Noda Rechol Eretz Chem Dotri V'Chov. We thank for Hashem. But there might be problems. There might be difficulties. There might be things coming up. Who's going to help us? People might think in Eretz Yisrael, it's difficult. Who knows? So we say thank you. No, by the way, and thank you for the Oretz, but I know after the son we thank Hashem that He took us out of Mitzrayim, the Tzon Hashem Rekinu, Mechassayim, Uf Disonu Mevei Savodim, you took care of till now, you'll continue, let me thank for bris and turn, I think that's how it fits in. So, regarding this part, Al Kuponim V'chet Maragim, Noida let us thank Hashem, Noida Recho, of the Eretz Chemdo, and of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who helped us till today, and He took us out of Mitzrayim, and also if you saw the base of Avodim, we could say the two equivalents against the two things. We're not Avodim anymore, we're not Bonim, Kashid Yisa, always Benoi, like Yisa is Benoi. So that they thank Hashem, and Be'ez Hashem, we should know the Rechav, that we are the Koyin, and we should know the Rechav, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to be saved, that we are the Oretz, and we should be saved, 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 and we should be saved,